Lisa Pereira is here with what it says in the papers.
It's a measure of the magnitude of fear over Trump's tariffs that the first ever vote of confidence against a Kian Korla takes second place in many of today's papers. Verona Murphy survives confidence vote, says a small article on the front of the Irish Examiner. It quotes Ms. Murphy as saying she bears no ill will towards the opposition after she survived the confidence vote by 96 to 71. The Irish Times moves on to the next stage, saying the process of setting up delayed Oireachtas committees is now set to proceed. That story is carried in most papers, but you may have to go looking for it. Back to the tariffs, and the headlines are dramatic. Country bracing for an economic shock, says the Irish Independent. World War fee, says the Irish Daily Mirror. Prepare for Armageddon, says the Irish Sun, with the dawn at the end written in yellow. The Irish Daily Mail takes a related angle, saying the Occupied Territories Bill will be shelved in a bid to keep the US happy. The article, labelled exclusive, quotes senior government sources as saying that introducing the bill would be an act of economic terrorism in the midst of a trade war with the US. There's some relief on other front pages. Both the Irish Daily Star and the Herald write about yesterday's seizure by the Criminal Assets Bureau of the luxury home of gang mobster James Mago Gately. Nicola Donnelly in the Star reports that cab officers had to use a ladder to reach the bedrooms because the internal stairs had been removed, and the piece is accompanied by a photo of an officer climbing up a ladder outside the home. Stair crazy, says the headline in the Herald. The operation came after the High Court ordered the house to be seized from Gately, who's been identified as a member of the Hutch organised crime gang involved in armed robberies and the importation of controlled drugs. In a sworn affidavit, Cab described the life of luxury Gately and his partner Charlene Lamb led, saying the couple had indulged in eye-watering luxury holidays, including cruises to Korea, Japan and China. Cab told the High Court that Charlene Lamb's legitimate income as a beautician could not support the couple's extravagant lifestyle. Four familiar faces are in most newspapers this morning. They're the Beatles, and they're going to be the subject of a four-film biopic to be released in April 2028. There's an exciting Irish angle because Paul McCartney will be played by Paul Mescal and Ringo Starr will be played by Barry Keoghan. The other band members, John Lennon and George Harrison, will be played respectively by 6'2" London-born actor Harris Dickinson and Joseph Quinn, who was Paul Mescal's co-star in Gladiator II. The announcement of the films, which will be directed by Sam Mendes, raises some questions, says Neil McCormick in the Belfast Telegraph. For example, how did John Lennon get so tall? And how did Paul McCartney get so buff?
I'd say Paul McCartney's delighted. Lisa, thank you very much indeed.